What is happening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Fitness Dad podcast. Thank you for coming back. If you're a returning listener, it's very much appreciated. I'm out walking the dogs, and lo and behold, the sun is actually out today. We actually have sunshine. I was starting to think that the summer was over. So, the usual kind of thing. If you've listened to my podcast before, I am walking the dogs. So, sound quality might not be 100% perfect, and I may get barked at every now and again, may even bump into another dog walker, so we may get a little bit interrupted from time to time. But anyway, in today's episode, what we're going to talk about is my coaching and how it works. How is my coaching different from things that you've tried in the past, and how is it going to help you? So one of the things, look, the way I coach people is there's so many problems with dieting in the fitness industry and people's views of dieting. And this is because of like previous diets that you've done, previous like dieting methods and diet culture in general, is looking at a diet like something you go to do. Most people look at it like starting a diet on Monday. Got to G myself up for it. You know, I'm going to have this one last food fest this weekend ready for all the sacrifice that's going to come on Monday. And already start it with that kind of negative mindset and negative outlook on it, which already is not a great way to start. And the chances are that diet has sort of already failed by that mindset. And this is because of previous diets you've done. Normally it involves giving up this, giving up that, sacrificing this, sacrificing that, when instead my diet approach, my coaching approach, is to help you find the diet that works for you, the diet that becomes your new way of eating, your new way of living, not just something you do for a short amount of time. And just to clarify, initially with clients, I start off working with them for 12 weeks. Okay, that's just for the person. This way, this way. Jeff, sorry, not you, the dogs. To the 12 weeks is normally just for the person, for you. So you can go, right, I'm giving this a good go for 12 weeks. It's also a good amount of time for normally in the first month, someone's really motivated. After that, then sort of certain teething problems come up. And it's also a good length of time for me to be part of someone's life, to see what are the sort of daily struggles and the constant struggles. And normally we'll live through some sort of event together, which, you know, in terms of them going on holiday or having a stressful time at work or one of the kids being off sick. And it's like, normally these are the things that would make someone completely give up on their diet, because they're now in a stressful situation and they're trying to do something which is over restrictive and they hate doing, so they just give up. And it gives us a good opportunity to get to know that person and give it a good go for 12 weeks. Then there's the opportunity that people can continue to work with me past that point. You know, normally they've achieved a certain part of their goal, they're very happy with what where they're going, and there's still more work to do and they want to continue working together. Some people leave after 12 weeks because they're happy with what they've achieved. But the idea is that I'm going to find the perfect diet that works for you, works for your lifestyle. I don't like using the term going on a diet anymore, because diet culture has kind of ruined that, and your previous experiences of dieting have ruined that. It makes you think, right, this is a short-term thing that I'm doing to get to this result. Once I get to this result, I can then stop. And that's why people are like, okay, you're saying that I'm only going to have to give up carbs for the next 6 weeks till I drop a stone. Okay, happy with that. I'll make that sacrifice for a while, because once the 6 weeks is over, I can have carbs again. And it's like, yes, you'll probably lose a stone. Once that 6 weeks is over, you're just going to gain it all back, because you've learned nothing. You haven't changed your way of eating and turned this new way of eating into a lifestyle. So what I do is I help you figure that out. I help you change your behaviors around food, address why maybe you overconsume food, address why you snack too much, find how we can fit exercise into your life at whatever varying degree that is. You know, I've got some clients that just focus on walking at the moment, some clients who do 20-minute workouts at home with just body weight or just a dumbbell a couple of times a week. Some clients who like going to the gym and we set them gym programs. Some clients who attend other classes or go swimming and do stuff like that, but we just try to figure out how we can fit all of this into a lifestyle for them with the viewpoint that you can continue to do this. By the time we have finished working together, we have achieved your initial goal, which for most people is normally weight loss, but also we've achieved something bigger than that. We've given you a new way of eating that you can stick to, that has helped you get the results you wanted in terms of weight loss, but has made you understand how to keep those. Because we haven't done it in a way where you're giving up this and giving up that and you're having to sacrifice living life because you're going on a diet. We've worked around all those things. You know, when you go on holiday for 2 weeks, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is how you kind of approach that situation so you can still stay on track with things. You know, when you've been off work sick for a couple of days, when you're during the school holidays, when you've got three kids off to entertain, how are we going to navigate that? Instead of just completely giving up on your diet and going backwards, how are we going to navigate through that situation so you understand how to continue to maintain your weight and get out of that yo-yo dieting cycle, losing a couple of stone, regaining 2 stone back, losing it again, regaining it back. How many times are you going to go back to Slimming World and Weight Watchers and con yourself into believing that these things work? Oh yeah, they worked last time. It's like, well, no, they didn't. Because a successful diet means you can lose weight, but you also maintain that weight loss because you found an approach that tackles all of the bigger issues. The issues why you're overweight in the first place. Why do you feel the need to eat your emotions? You know, let's figure out how we can address that and how we can change that. Let's figure out how we can stop you from snacking so much. What we do is we give you the blueprint so that you understand what diet approach works for you. And also focusing on the things that really matter that I think has been lost in translation when people are so obsessed with weight loss, so obsessed with like things like calorie counting, and you start counting calories and it's all about how much processed food can I fit into my calories for the day and still lose weight? Brilliant. And it's like you're losing sight of the whole point. One, you're not going to be able to stick to that for long because after you've eaten one Big Mac meal and maybe something else, that's all your calories gone for the day. So now you have to spend a huge part of the day hungry just so you can stick within your calories. Two, you're missing the big picture here. You still got to focus on your health. It's about improving the quality of your life. I want someone to come away from my coaching and go, Johnny, improve the quality of my life. And he said, improve the future quality of my life because my diet has improved so much. I've achieved my goals, but I'm healthier than when I first started. And I can actually see myself continuing this. And I can see in 10 years' time, as a result of that initial investment, how much this has improved the quality of my life. You know, counting calories and just trying to fit as much processed food into those calories a day as you can and step on the scales and still see a weight that you're happy with. Yes, you may look in the mirror and be semi-happy with what looks back, but it's not necessarily improving the long-term quality of your life because it's not a healthy approach. It's also going to be really hard to stick to. So with clients, when you sign up, we work together for an initial 12 weeks. First week, we normally get to understand and know what you're doing, how you're currently eating. That's normally in the form of keeping a food diary and me and looking over it after the first week and seeing, you know, what we could change initially. And then it's all about the weekly check-ins, communication, and just going through that process, seeing what you're struggling with, helping you overcome those things, providing long-term solutions, going through the ups and downs of life. You know, that yes, there will be a calorie target and there'll be things like that, but that's not the coaching. That's just the basics. We all know we have to be in a calorie deficit if weight loss is your goal. Now, my job is to try and help you find what is the best approach for you for that. And then the hard part, the bit that people always forget, okay, you've lost the 2 stone now. Now you need to maintain it. That's the hard part. That's where dieting success comes from. And that happens by you sticking to the things you've been taught. And that is what we figure out. The approach to your diet that allows you to be able to stick to it once you've lost your weight so that you can maintain your weight without feeling, sorry, I'm going up a hill, so I'm a little bit out of breath, without feeling like your life is being restricted because of it. Your quality of life is going down because of it. If anything, my aim is to make all of that quality of life and your life get better by this coaching. So that's it in a nutshell. And if you are interested in us working together, then head to the show notes. My email address is there. Reach out to me or find me on Instagram, which could potentially where you found this podcast anyway, and pop me a DM and let's have a little chat about how I can help. And I'd love to help. Anyway, that's it for today's podcast, and I will catch up with you in the future. Just got to switch it off now.